Welcome to Razor's Edge, Raising Young Entrepreneurs, podcast number 4 with Shanae de Gouveia. She's principal of Radley School, and we're talking about raising young entrepreneurs with specific emphasis today on nurturing confidence, self-esteem, and self-worth. Now, this is an important one to you, Shanae.
Yeah, very.
Why?
So, personally, I've seen the difference that this makes, and if you look at successful individuals, you will see that the most important thing that they reflect is that they have a positive self-worth and a positive self-esteem. It's a very important value for people to have.
Let's start off by defining the difference between self-confidence, self-esteem, and self-worth. What is the difference between the three?
So self-worth is their intrinsic value about themselves. So they feel valued, they feel accepted, they feel like they belong.
Mm-hmm.
Self-esteem is more what they feel about themselves. So their opinion on how they see themselves. And then self-confidence is obviously the faith that they have in themselves to be able to succeed.
That all sounds like the same thing to me.
They are very similar, and it's an interlink.
Give me a practical example of the difference between the three. So how would I know if I'm in self-esteem mode or self-worth mode?
Okay, so self-worth is I'm loved and I'm valued.
Okay.
Self-esteem is I'm not such a bad person. I have the abilities to achieve what I put my mind to.
Okay.
And then self-confidence is I can do this. I have faith in my abilities. And although I might not know something now, I have the confidence to continue and keep trying.
Okay. Okay. Now, I get the last part, because as entrepreneurs, we have to have confidence in the decisions and the risks that we take on ourselves. So how do we nurture that? Where do we start? Do we start with self-worth by... Is that where we start, or
yes,
is it self-esteem? When we're working with kids, do we work with self-worth?
Yes, that is the foundation, because that then leads to a positive self-esteem and self-confidence.
Okay, so let's start there. How do I give my child self-worth?
So the first thing is obviously they need to feel that they are loved.
Okay.
So you need to create a safe environment for them to grow up in, and you need to obviously tell them a lot. I love you. You are loved. You are valued. You are special. You are amazing. So you have to keep, you know, the positive reinforcement of making sure that they do feel loved and they do feel valued.
So I'm going to ask you a hard question. Are you saying that every successful entrepreneur, because we're talking about raising young entrepreneurs, every single or most successful entrepreneurs have self-worth?
By the time they reach that successful stage, they do. But it's a journey. So they haven't maybe always had it. Maybe they grew up in a home where they were neglected, where they weren't valued, where they didn't feel loved. And so there must have come a point in their life where they made the decision that, hang on, I'm here for a reason. I deserve to be respected. I deserve to feel loved. So you also need to train young children with that, because there's going to be many situations at school where they get told they're fat, where they get told that they don't belong, when they feel like they don't fit into a group. So you have to train your children from young that it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about you. You need to know that you are valued and that you deserve to be respected, and you deserve, you belong. So it's very important to start that from a young age, because even adults nowadays, they don't have that. And it's a journey for them to take as well. And it's harder the older you get to shift your mindset into believing that you do belong.
So I know this is a long stretch, but there is a book called The Art of Not Giving an F, right? And that is one of the premises of that book, is that it's about your belief in yourself. It's your relationship with self, and forget what other people think. Is it a bit like that?
Yes.
It's about training yourself to do that.
Yes, and it does. It takes a lot of hard work. So have you ever heard that saying of you hear something so many times, you start to believe it?
Mm-hmm.
So that is true to yourself as well. You need to tell yourself. So that's one thing you need to train children, is to tell themselves and to look at themselves in the mirror and say, I'm loved, I'm valued, despite the environment within the, they are currently at. They must just keep saying these things over and over again, and then they start to believe it. You have a young girl at school who's constantly being told that she's fat. She starts to believe it, and what happens then? She doesn't have a positive self-worth because she believes in what these other people are saying, so then, which leads to an eating disorder. So that continuous, despite what other people are saying, belief that you are valuable, that you are loved, that you belong, that you deserve, you know, good things.
So I'm going to ask you all the tough questions here, but what happens if they aren't that loved? Okay, maybe, you know, there is a situation where there's no relationship with parents. So how would a kid then build their own self-worth? Because what I'm understanding here is that it's an external, it's me as parent providing that. So I'm trying to provide an extreme example here of a parent that maybe doesn't show love. So how would a teenager perhaps listening to this, in a situation where they feel they aren't loved by their parents or they are not given any positive reinforcement, how can they then glean that for themselves?
So it all starts because it's intrinsic, right? So it comes from, so no matter how many times someone tells you something, if you don't believe it, so you could actually come from a family where there is love and there is, you know, reinforcement, but so it could be the other way around as well. You're surrounded by all these things, yet you still, you know, you don't feel worthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's you who has control over what you're thinking, what you're telling yourself, what you're believing, and that is the influence that it has on your self-worth. So they need to start with self-affirmations and telling themselves, you know, like I said, looking in the mirror and saying that you deserve good things, you are loved, you are valued.
So the tool that I've heard now is the self-affirmation.
Yes.
Right. So that is the thing that you repeat to yourself every day.
Every day, yeah. And you can actually, I've spoken to people that if they miss 2 days, and me personally, if I miss a few days because life gets busy and I haven't had that time to self, you know, self-positive talk, It slowly starts to affect you. So it has to be a daily routine where you, you know, affirm with yourself that you are amazing.
And if this resonates with you, you can listen to the podcast series Self-Motivation for Entrepreneurs, where I deal with this particular topic. One of the podcasts is all about this specific thing, which is all about I may, I can, I will, I am, a morning routine which you can use as an entrepreneur to actually lift your self-worth, your self-esteem, and ensure that you've got the momentum and the power to move forward in your entrepreneurial journey. But back to you, Shane. So let's move on to self-esteem. We spoke about self-worth, which was this ability to do self-talk every morning or every evening before you go to bed. Let's move to self-esteem. What are the tools that we can use to build our self-esteem?
Okay, we're going to focus on self-esteem, but it's important to remember that, you know, everything that we speak about now is based on self-worth. Okay, so self-esteem now is the experimentation phase. So now they start to try, and we need to encourage them to explore their interests, their talents, and their abilities so that they can start to build this positive self-esteem. I'm going to go a bit personal now and share a story that happened with my son, who's 7 years old. So he's just started grade one. And you know, when you start grade one, there's tryouts for everything. So there's the athletics team, the soccer team, this, and it's quite a big school. So only a limited number of children are selected for these things. I personally, as a parent, know that he is not a sporty child. It's just, he's just not. So when he told me that he wanted to try out for the athletics team, obviously you encourage and you say, yes, go for it, my boy. And then he gets in the car and I say, how was your day? How was the runoffs? And he says, well, it was tough. It was okay. So I said, how did you do? So he said, I don't think I did too well. So I said, how many kids did you run against? So he says, there were 10 of us. So I was like, and what did you, you know, how did you do? He says, oh, I came 10th, so I'm pretty much a loser. And there already was like a, oh, you know, from this one experience now, he's going to think that he's not capable. So I say to him, so how, you know, how do you feel being the loser? And he would say, it's not good. But, you know, I do realize that if I want to do better, then I need to practice. And so there already he experimented. He has self-worth where he knows that he is valued and respected and that he belongs, but he's also aware of his capability. So that's where the self-esteem is. It's a good example where children start to become aware of their personal views on themselves, as well as, you know, what they're starting to be good at and what they're not.
Okay, so let's land this now. So the final state is a place of self-confidence, right? And how does that manifest? When I see a kid that's got self-confidence, how do I identify that? What do they have that other kids don't have?
Resilience, mm-hmm. courage, bravery.
Okay. And so that to me is the ultimate litmus test. If my kid has got resilience, courage, bravery, then I have done my work as a parent. And with resilience, because the entrepreneurial journey is rough, we need to be resilient, we need to have courage, and we need to be brave and to take certain risks, right, and on ourselves. That's the state that we are trying to achieve in our kids.
Yes, and another important thing is failure. Mm-hmm. So when you get that self-confidence and you fail, you know that it's a learning, you know, it's a learning journey. So you don't see it as I can't do this or I'm a failure. They then begin to look at it like, you know, I can do it. I just need to maybe look at it at a different angle, but they have the confidence to do that. So children who lack that self-confidence shy away when things don't go, you know, the right way. So having that confidence is the ability to push forward and say, you know what, I made a mistake and that's normal. It's natural. It's okay. Let me try again and let me learn from this, you know, this failure.
So let me try and sum up what I've learned in today's podcast. The first thing I've learned is that it all starts with self-worth. And self-worth is encouraged by parents through positive reinforcement. I love you. You're great. I believe in you. But it also can be from yourself, where it's a positive self-talk. And a tool there is positive self-talk, where you are encouraging yourself and reinforcing in yourself how good you are or how you deserve success or whatever you want. So that is the self-worth part. That moves to the self-esteem, and the self-esteem level is when we're starting to experiment, where we're trying out, we've got the courage, the beginning of courage to try things, and then we're determining from trying what works for us and what doesn't work for us, and creating a matrix of positive reinforcement around certain things that produce a result. And as a result of that, we then become good at those particular things. We remove the things that don't work for us. We use the things that do work for us, which is a further positive reinforcement around self-esteem. So now we become pretty good at something. And that all results, the end result of all of this is self-confidence. And how we can tell someone is self-confident is that they've got resilience, they've got courage, they've got bravery, and they've got a good relationship with failure. And those are the attributes of a successful entrepreneur. And so we start off by being part of that journey, but not necessarily the only input into our child in terms of where it starts, which is self-worth. So I hope by listening to this podcast, we've given you a frame to think about moving your child from the state of self-worth to a place of self-confidence. And in the next podcast, we're going to be talking about encouraging independence and initiative in your child. See you then.